This segment proudly brought to you by Capital Air.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition, the Thursday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the second of Jamaad al-Ula 1446, corresponding to Wednesday the 4th of December 2024. It's just gone 14 minutes past 12 Central African time. Today is a very special show, alhamdulillah, on very short notice, but nevertheless, we managed to get a special guest online. But before we go on, if you want to send any recipes, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So we're going to introduce our guest. His name is Brother Nadeem Patel, and he has a business called the Industry Bakery. Brother Nadeem, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Brother Sulaiman?
Alhamdulillah, Brother Nadeem. Jazakallah khairan for on such short notice for joining us on Markaz Sahaba. Brother Nadeem, I've seen that your name, the name of your shop or the name of your store is Industry Bakery. Please tell the listeners, where did you get or how did the name Industry Bakery, where did the inspiration come from?
So the name Industry Bakery is a business that we bought with the name Industry Bakery. The previous owner owned the business for about a year, just under a year, before we purchased the business as a family. So the name, we chose to stick with the name. We thought it was something unique, and that's based on the fact that that's how we've kept the name Industry Bakery with us.
Okay, alhamdulillah. You know, I visited your store a few times, and you've got a very nice setup. So was the setup like that there, or was there a bit, or did you change it around?
No, so the existing setup that we have today, Brother Sulaiman, is something that we've put together this past September. Our current location is our third location since we've been in existence. We've recently, just over a year, moved to this location, and just about 3 months ago in September, established the look and feel of our business. It's taken us a few years to get our own character in terms of what the what our space looks like, as well as what our business can cater to the general public.
Okay, alhamdulillah. My next question, Brother Nadeem, how long has Industry Bakery, has it been in operation? Like from the time you say you moved?
Industry Bakery has been in existence since 2015. Like I said, the previous owner owned the business for just under a year. We then purchased the business in September of 2016. Basically, we opened our doors on the 9th of September 2016. We purchased the business, obviously, a month or two before that. Did renovations to the store, and it's been our business since September 2016, but been in existence since 2015.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So, Brother Nadeem, what does Industry Bakery, right? What does it make? What's so different compared to other stores, like if you go to your other takeaways, right, that have different signatures or very unique name? Like, for example, the Industry Bakery is very unique. You don't hear another franchise. Obviously, it's sole proprietor ownership, right? But like you get other stores like yours, what makes your business different compared to others?
I think the uniqueness for Industry Bakery comes into play from the point of view that we are a family-owned business. There are a lot of aspects of our business that almost everybody within our immediate family participates in the functioning, the running of the bakery itself. My mom does Baking from home, so a lot of the speciality bake that we have on our counter being the carrot cake, the chocolate brownie, the Hungarian tart, and those type of things that we sell within our stores, baked fresh by my mom throughout the week at home. So we try to keep it, we try to keep our business as authentic as possible, in the sense that we do want to cater a lot of the things that we grew up with. My business is based on things that I like, things that I enjoy. It's a very selfish notion, I know, but unfortunately, that's how it's gone. We're starting to grow out of that notion now. So a lot of the things that on our menu are things that we've tried throughout our lives. A lot of our recipes that we have in terms of our masala steaks and these type of things that we have on our menu are recipes that I grew up with in terms of my mom putting those things together, making those sandwiches and those eats when we were a lot younger. And I just wanted to share that with the entire world. My wife partakes in the business on a daily basis. She runs all of the admin work. She's in the store on weekends and Fridays, assisting us with everything that we can do or needs to be done throughout the business. I think the thing that makes us purely unique is the fact that we do all of our baking in-house. We do not buy rolls or the rolls that we use for our Gatsby's or our burgers or our chip rolls and those type of things. We do bake all of those things in-house. And I think that's part of the reason why we are a bit unique compared to a lot of other places out there. We're not purchasing these type of things. My dad assists us with his wisdom. He does a lot of the buying and driving around for us. Like I said, our family is the backbone. My family is the backbone of this business. I'm merely the person that stands in front of the shop and runs the store.
Okay, alhamdulillah. So it's the elders that have passed on the wisdom.
That's
and the dynamics behind it. But obviously, you know, Allah Ta'ala grant your parents a long, healthy, wealthy, long life, but then you obviously are gaining their knowledge from their wisdom and how they operate. So maybe one day, inshallah, you won't just be the face of Industry Bakery, but rather you would be also the mind and the brain behind it.
Inshallah, with your du'as, inshallah.
Amen, inshallah. Brother Nadeem, do you have any other competitors in the same line of your business?
Like, have Brother Sulaiman, the outlook that we've had as a business is we don't like to look at other businesses as competitors. There are a lot of businesses out there that started many, many years before Industry Bakery came about, before we started doing the things we are currently doing. We like to look at other businesses similar, exactly the same as ours, as a bigger support structure, as our partners. We love working with other restaurants, other takeaways, where they've been sharing recipes or assisting them with bread, or we being assisted with rolls and stuff like that when we have an issue in our kitchen. So, you know, Allah Shukr, my dad grown us up to understand that the person next door is not our competitor, but our partner. If we work together, we can grow together. We have more trust in each other, and inshallah, there'll be a lot more barakat. So there are lots of restaurants, takeaways that do similar foods to us, some exactly the same foods to us, but we've taken our inspiration from a lot of restaurants and takeaways that I grew up around. I'm originally from Benoni. We grew up around places like Uzma's, Mo's Food Wagon, Mr. Chubb's, Chivago's. These are the type of places we grew up around in Benoni, and that's where we've taken our inspiration from. So, like I said, we don't want to see each other as competitors, or we don't see other people as competitors. We rather look to them as partners and willing to share information and take knowledge and information and guidance from other places as well, wherever we can get it to better the service we are giving to our community at this point in time.
No, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Brother Nadeem, if I have to walk into your store, just seeing your store for the first time, I might have seen somebody posting an advert like, okay, you got your Wednesday special, or you got a Saturday special, or you're promoting your business on Instagram, but I've never seen your menu. If okay. I come to your store, what would you recommend, or what is your signature meal that everybody speaks about at Industry Bakery?
So how our signature meal would have to be the Gatsby. That's what basically draws people to our business. The Gatsby we've got onto our menu since after COVID. It's something that we experimented with through the time of COVID at home. But if you were to walk in alone, if you were to come in with friends, it's something that we would punch you guys to take, because people are always surprised by the size and the quantity that hits their tables when it gets to their tables in terms of the Gatsby. We've got two sizes. Even the mini is about too big for just one person. So if you were to walk into the store and ask for a recommendation from myself, it would be a biased recommendation, because my personal favorite menu item on the menu at the moment is the OG special. It's a toasted special. It's got masala steak, penne bologna, which is a French mutton bologna. It's got chips, cheese, lettuce, red onions, and our special sauce that we make and put onto that sandwich, and then it goes onto a toaster. So that would be my personal favorite. We do have a few other favorites from customers, being the steak burger, the old school burger. We do have wraps. We've got a lot on the menu, but if I were to give my biased opinion, it would have to be the OG special.
Okay, Jazakallah, sounds very, very delicious, and I would like to also try it one day, inshallah, when I'm coming through. Speaking on that there, where are you guys located?
We are located in Sunnyhill. So the center that we are based in is called the Core Shopping Center. We are based in Sunnyhill, Sandton, Johannesburg. It's on the corner of Leeuwkop and Kikuyu Road. It's a small shopping center. It has a nice variety of other stores in it. We basically one of the first stores you'll see when you hit the main parking lot. So we are based in Sunnyhill in Johannesburg.
Okay, so it's not far out. It's central, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
It's literally just off the highway. So once you get off the highway, you take Sandton, Rivonia off ramp. We're not even 2 kilometers away from that. We're literally just off the highway.
Okay. Brother Nadim, do you have any message to anyone who would like to start a food business?
A message for anyone that would like to start a food business would be that it's very, very tough work. It's hard work. The hours are long. If you're going to invest your money, make sure you're investing your time as well. It's worth it. If you have a passion for it, you'll thoroughly enjoy it. I've recently got a friend, a brother of mine, who is literally starting his own business in the food industry, starting out with a small store in Bruma at the Peril Court. And it's difficult work. You know, we are here to assist where we can, give whatever guidance that we can, give what we've learned, the mistakes we've encountered through the years, to try and encourage people to do this. So if you're going to be investing your time and your money, make sure that you give it your all. Small family businesses like ours have to be run by somebody from the family to ensure that the business is run correctly on a day-to-day basis, to ensure that the recipes are followed to the T, to ensure that quality control is there. What we're posting on social media is what we want to be giving people in terms of the visual effect, in terms of what we say it tastes like, and that's the most important thing. So it is a very enjoyable business. We get to meet a lot of people. We get to make new friends. We get to assist in avenues where we never thought we'd be able to assist in. But if you're going to be investing your time and your money into something like this, then I definitely, definitely urge you to invest the right time. Be present in your business as much as you can, because at the end of the day, no one's going to look after your business like you would look after your business.
Jazakallah khair. And Brother Nadim, our last question, do you guys deliver out of Johannesburg?
So we are on 3 food delivery apps. The first 2 delivery apps deliver within a 5-kilometer radius of our store. which would be Mr. Delivery and Uber Eats. We are on a halal delivery app, which is called WeChow. WeChow does deliver up to 80 kilometers from our store. So if you're within 80 kilometer radius from our store, you can download the WeChow app, search Industry Bakery on the app, and you can place your order, and they will deliver the food for you. You know, so it is a delivery app that we've been using for over a year now, close to a year and a half, if not slightly longer. It's been fruitful. We've had no complaints in terms of the delivery times or the delivery, the condition the food gets in. They do deliver, if it's within a few kilometers of the store, they do deliver with motorcycles. If it's a long distance, they do deliver with a motor vehicle. So they use a car, physical vehicle, to deliver your food to ensure that it gets there as quick as possible and in the best shape as possible.
Brother Nadeem, say Jazakallah Khairan to you. Brother Nadeem, how can we contact you, or if you want to place an order, your contact details, socials, how do we contact you basically?
We are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, which is now called X. If you search Industry Bakery, you're more than welcome to hit one of the contact buttons. Our contact details are on there. Our store number for orders, to place orders, to make inquiries, those type of things, is 082-895-6788. All our contact details are on all our social media platforms. My personal number is on our social media platforms for catering inquiries. And like we said earlier, if there's anybody looking to do this business and would like to know about the industry, they're more than welcome to give me a call and we can have a chat around that.
Brother Nadeem, Jazakallah Khairan for your time. And from the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we wish you everything of the best in this world and in your business. May Allah Ta'ala grant you from strength to strength. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Jazakallah Khair once again.
Ameen, Tumma Ameen. And Brother Sulaiman, we thank you for the opportunity, for giving us a call this morning and asking us if we'd like to feature. We do appreciate the work that you guys do, and we do appreciate the airtime that you guys have given us and every other business on a Wednesday or every other day throughout the week, 12 o'clock to half past 12 on your segment. We do appreciate it. Shukran to you.
Ameen. Jazakallah Khairan, Brother Nadeem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.